do just one?
We can do one at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so when do I start?
Now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So the boy gets a present, and he looks at the tag, and he says, "It's for me? A present is for me." And the turtle is very curious, and the dog is very curious, and the frog is very curious what's inside the box. And they notice that the box has holes on it, which means that maybe something is living inside. So they take off the lid, and the dog looks in, and the frog looks in, and the turtle looks in, but the frog is not very happy. So they reach in, and they pull out a smaller frog. And the dog is very happy, and the turtle is delighted, and the boy is ecstatic, but the other frog is very unhappy. He takes out the frog, he shows it to the dog, and the dog says, "Oh, great, it's another frog, we like frogs." And the turtle says, "Well, welcome to our house, little frog." And the other frog says, "Bleh." And he bites the little frog's leg. And the boy says, "No, no, you must not bite the new frog. You must not. That's very mean." And the dog says, "Grrr, if you do that again, I'll bite your leg." And they all go for a walk. The boy is in the front, and the dog follows behind. And the turtle carries the big frog and the little frog on his back. And the big frog looks at the little frog, and he says, "Hmm." And he kicks the frog off the turtle, so he has to walk behind. Well, the little frog cries because he doesn't want to be left behind. And the boy says, "No, no, you mustn't treat him that way. You must be nice. He's our friend." And the dog says, "Grrr." So the boy says, "You must stay behind. We're going to go on the raft on the pond, but you must stay behind until you can behave." And they get on the raft. The big frog doesn't want to be left behind, so he hops onto the raft with everybody else. And he looks at the little frog, and he says, "Hmm." And then he kicks the little frog off into the water, and he sticks his tongue out, "Nyeh, nyeh." And then he's happy because he's with his boy and his dog and his turtle, and there's no other little frog. But the turtle notices that the little frog is gone, and they all look at the big frog, and they say, "What did you do with the little frog?" And the dog says, "Oh!" And they look high and low. They look under logs. They look in under lily pads. They look in the pond. And they cannot find the little frog anywhere. And so they go home, and the boy cries. And the dog turns back at the big frog and says, "See what you've done? You made the boy cry." But then the big frog, he doesn't feel so happy. And they go home. The boy lays down on his bed, very sad, and he cries. The turtle hides in his shell. And the dog, he licks the boy's hand to try to make him happier. And then the big frog feels very sad because he realizes he's made everybody very unhappy. And then they hear a sound coming from outside. And they look and they see. And the little frog jumps through the window and right at the boy. And the turtle is very happy. And the dog is very happy. And the boy is thrilled. And the big frog, he's happy too. And the little frog lands right on the big frog. And the big frog says, "Oh, I'm so glad you're home." And they live happily ever after.